Tougher economic sanctions against Iran kicked in this month. Americans can no longer import big-ticket items, such as authentic Persian rugs. The new sanctions are intended to send a message to Iran's hardline government. But as Sergio Quintana reports from San Francisco, those sanctions will also affect small businesses, both in Iran and here in the U.S.
For the last 9 years, Dodd and Melina Raisnia have been the purveyors of an old Persian tradition.
It's an ancient craft. Felt making is very primitive. It's very low tech. It dates back about 6,000 years to, you know, the Neolithic age.
Dozens of examples of their craft are sprawled throughout their small San Francisco shop called Peace Industries. The Persian felt rugs are produced by 30 workers at a factory in Tehran that was set up by Melina and Dodd. He is originally from Iran. Customers have gladly paid nearly $3,000 for some of their larger pieces. It's been a comfortable business. They're part of a Persian import rug market worth up to $70 million a year. But now the new sanctions against Iran are threatening to shut down Peace Industries.
That's not the intent, but that's the reality.
That's Kathy Bailey, one of the shop's customers. She was surprised to learn how international relations are affecting one of her favorite local shops.
I can understand other things that are more directly related, but really, how do the rugs, how is this going to help anything as far as the relations?
With these strict sanctions in place, the regime is going to be able to say, hey, it's not our fault that the economy's in the tank. It's these hypocritical U.S.-led sanctions.
Professor Stephen Zunis is the chair of Middle East Studies at the University of San Francisco. He says the expanded embargo will have minimal effect on the Iranian government, which didn't back down in the face of popular uprising in the streets last year. But it will be devastating for Iranian workers and will be difficult for U.S. importers. Shop owner Dodd Raisnia recently traveled to Istanbul to explore the possibilities of setting up a new factory there.
We had to find a third country like Turkey or Georgia, or people suggested Iraq even, believe it or not.
Setting up in Turkey means they may be able to stock their San Francisco shop with new pieces as early as December.
So far it looks good. I went and looked at some factory places for a workshop and it looks doable. And the whole country has got their act together. It's very easy to start a business here.
But the change in location means Dodd and Melina Raisnia will have to sacrifice some of their product's pedigree. And more importantly, it jeopardizes the relationships with their workers in the Iranian factory, relationships they've been building for nearly a decade.
When families have a mutual interest and share in their prosperity, I do believe that is the essence of peacemaking. And to prevent that from happening seems counterproductive.
To try and save some of those jobs, Melina and Dodd have considered setting up a store in Canada where these sanctions don't apply. But it's not clear to what extent the new sanctions could penalize U.S. citizens doing business with Iran in a third country. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Quintana in San Francisco.